Psalm number 93 is our opening psalm this evening, 93, and the whole of the psalm, 1 to 5. Psalm number 93. Let us read together in Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, and verses 1 to 13. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, 1 to 13. It came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receives, and he that seeks finds. And to him that knocks it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he shall ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And so on. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, as we read these words of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the importance of continuing steadfastly in prayer and not fainting. We have been reminded, O Lord, that one of the marks of God's elect children is that they cry unto him day and night, and that they call upon him, encouraged by the promises that those who seek shall find, those who ask shall receive, and those who knock, to them the door shall be opened. And we rejoice this evening to be reminded of these things in such a time as this, when the churches are so declined and closure has taken a terrible casualty toll upon many congregations as well as upon many businesses and industries. And we perhaps tend to lose heart as many worldly-minded people lose heart. And we pray that we would always look up and look away unto Jesus and remember that he is the great, victorious, living Christ, the Son of God who does all things well, the Son of Man who shall come in all his glory in the last day, and every eye shall see him. And so as we are confronted again with these great reminders of glorious realities, looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, so we pray that we would continue to pray, and that the Heavenly Father, according to his promise, would give the Holy Spirit to us, the Spirit of prayer and of supplication, that we faint not, the Spirit who alone can move and motivate our hearts to spiritual things. Because without that Holy Spirit, O Lord, we confess that we are dead men and destroyed men and women. Help us, Heavenly Father, to remember that our God is in heaven, and that whilst the world has always mocked and continually laughed with the critical question, where is your God? And we're reminded only in the scriptures that our God is in heaven and he does whatsoever he pleases. This is hard for us to understand. It is even harder for us to believe. Natural men cannot believe these things. The things of the Spirit are foolishness unto them, and they would be to us apart from spiritual enlightenment. And so we pray for that continual supply of the Spirit's illumination and leading, the Spirit of prayer and supplication who will not allow us to remain silent. And so we give thanks, O Lord, that there are so many encouragements as well as so many exhortations to pray. And there is a place to which we are all invited, the throne of grace, where grace sits enthroned, where mercy is on offer, and where grace to help us in times of need is constantly and freely supplied. And so once again we draw near to that throne of grace. We pray for the churches. We pray for our own denomination, of course, our own congregation, but we think of other Christian denominations and congregations, even throughout this city of Sydney, evangelical people who perhaps do not worship with the same emphases and practices that we do, but nonetheless whose desire is the honor of God and the glory of Christ, who believe as we do that he is the divine Son, born of a woman, born, eternally born, begotten and not created, and that he is alive today, died once, never to die again, bearing sin leaving sin behind in the empty tomb, and living and reigning and returning in glory. And so we remember all who worship in these great gospel priority truths, as we try to do again this evening. And we think of the world all around us, the poor, benighted, ignorant, iniquitous world, who do not know their right hand from their left, for whom we are to pray, for whom Christ made intercession on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. And we pray that we would follow his example in this intercession and prayer also. We pray for our rulers over us, as always. We are commanded to pray for all authorities who have burdens laid upon them unknown to us, whose temptations are perhaps greater than anything that we shall ever experience. We know that power corrupts. We know that absolute power can corrupt absolutely. And we know that the grace of God alone can keep a man or a woman humble and dependent and walking in God's ways. So we remember our leaders in high places, that they would display a consistency of character, truthfulness, integrity, and the ability to make good decisions in bad times. And so, Heavenly Father, as we gather here this evening, help us to read the Scriptures and understand the Scriptures intelligently, to listen to the Word as an act of devotion to the God who is speaking to us, to show him that respect that when he speaks, we shall listen to him. And help us to do so for thy glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray all things. Amen. Now we're going to read once again in the Gospel according to Luke. And we're going to read just a few verses. Well, I seem to miss, chapter 18. Chapter 18. I don't know about you, but I have trouble with these Roman numerals. Have you ever thought of what it'd be like to multiply 88 by 88, 88 times 88 in Roman numerals? Try and work it out. It certainly would not be easy. We're reading in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, at the beginning. And he spoke a parable unto this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because of this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And so on. Amen. And the notices, of course, are the usual ones. Our Wednesday meeting at 7 o'clock, and next Lord's Day the same hours, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And we welcome, of course, visitors, and we remember those listening in on the telephone, and we welcome you also. And the offering will now be received. Let us sing further then to God's glory in Psalm number 95, and we sing verses 1 to 6. to God's praise in Psalm 95.